You're listening to The Big Show.
They score!
With Russick and Rose.
He rips the puck off the bar and in. His second goal of the game makes it 5-0 Flames.
On the official home of your Calgary Flames.
Robbed by Markstrom. What a save. It's loose. And Markstrom makes another miraculous stop.
This is Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hi there. It's Thursday. The Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by mortgages2go.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit mortgages2go.ca. It's a lot of finality today on the show.
Last game.
Last game of the season. The Coyotes played their last game in Arizona for now. They'll be back. I'm telling you, they'll be back.
Oh, they're the Cleveland Browns. They're going to be back in 3 years, 4 years, with hopefully better owners.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it was a little emotional watching that happen. I never like seeing a team.
You got emotional about that?
Yeah, it was sad. Really? Because there are people that love that team for so many years.
Yeah, and the kids, man. Yeah. Of course.
Like that, they've done well in the community to grow the game there. It's produced one of the greatest goal scorers of our generation. Mm-hmm. Matthew Nyes is also from that area.
If not.
There's more coming. Yeah, exactly. So hopefully they got some better owners in 3-4 years' time. I mean, yeah, we don't like expansion, but that place needed a team.
Yeah. Eventually... it'll happen. I'm sure they'll get another team. But as for now, it looks like they're going to announce it essentially, what, today? That they're officially moving to Salt Lake City?
I thought it was supposed to be yesterday. What's his name? The gentleman who owns the Utah Jazz.
Oh, Ryan Smith. Yeah,
yes.
He said it.
Captain Canada?
Yeah, he basically confirmed it in an interview yesterday. Yeah, like he didn't. There's no press release out yet, but he basically... The quote was, not everything you read on the internet is true, but that is true.
Yeah, oh, it was at the CA Sports Business Conference or whatever. Oh. He said that to a whole bunch of people.
Well, I'm sure Gary's okay.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah. He said it too.
Press release probably going to come today, I think is the main idea here.
Oh, look at all the tears in the stands. Oh, and then they took a team photo after at the Mullet Arena with the Tempe Arizona State Sun Devils logo right on the ice too. That's very apropos. That why they're leaving
the scene
too. But yeah, they're off to Salt Lake City after beating the Oilers last night 5-2. There goes Edmonton's chances of winning the division.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad. The Canucks tweeted out they're locked in to play the Nashville Predators in round one.
Just a couple things got to be decided here. Who's getting the who gets the Stars and who gets the Oilers between the Golden Knights and the Kings?
Very interesting. Tonight we will see that.
Kings have the tiebreaker if they do finish with both 98 points.
There you go.
The only two games that really have any impact on the standings tonight are the Golden Knights and the Blackhawks and the Kings and the Ducks. I might have the opponents mixed up there for those two teams, but I know they're both playing the Ducks and the Blackhawks, so chances are they'll both win their games and they'll both just stay where they currently are. The only way that anything actually changes, I believe, is if LA wins and Vegas loses in any form.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they would shoot up.
It doesn't matter if either of these teams lose in regulation or if they lose just outright. It's the only way that the standings are going to change is if LA wins and Vegas loses.
So there you go.
LA can also just get a point and leapfrog them.
Who do you think Flames fans want the Oilers to play?
I think they want to play Vegas. I think Flames fans want to play Vegas.
I don't know if it...
Well, it's more about the picks, right?
I think you take a coin flip, I think. I guess you're talking about the picks with the Vegas thing. You want Vegas to get a round by.
Yeah, exactly.
But then do you think Vegas has a better chance against Dallas or against Edmonton?
I think they have a better chance against... Oof. I thought... I thought Dallas got so much better defensively. Obviously, adding Chris Tanev, they got probably the best 1-2-3 unit. That
they brought up Stankoven, and that completely changed their top nine.
I think it's a quick day for anybody playing Dallas right now.
They have 8 20-goal scorers on their team.
It's pretty good.
Not bad.
Hey, did you know that Joe Pavelski works on tips every practice?
Really? Does he?
Yeah, he does. Every practice.
Did you
he
read
works
that?
On
no, do some research.
Every time the Stars and Flames play, they always mention it.
Well, you have
it's like,
to.
I know. Yeah, yeah I know. A couple and then he scored a beautiful tip goal like on tip the weekend. Tipped another one in. It's like, oh, it's what he works on every practice. Like, yeah, we know. Captain USA, Captain America himself, Joe Pavelski.
Grinded it out there, wearing cross checks.
Yeah,
no problem.
Matt Duchene was supposed to be shutting his career down in Dallas, and then he's had a bit of a resurgence.
Hell yeah, yeah.
On a hell of a steal for him, frankly. Yeah. It's a great deal.
Jamie Benn still trucking along there.
Oh, and by the way, they also have Rupe Hintz and Jason Robertson, too.
Yeah, so they're pretty good.
Yeah, no, I think
Vegas
stands a better chance getting through the Oilers.
And the Stars also have like 9 defensemen.
Well, you need that.
Yeah, you do.
I know, but that's what I mean. Like, they're good.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the teams, like...
Imagine if they still had Joel
who's
Hanley.
Number 7 for
You're
the
right.
Edmonton Oilers?
Yeah. You're right. If they had Joel Hanley.
Settle down.
I don't know if it's just when I had Owen Newkirk on. He's like, yeah, we don't have Joel Hanley anymore. We miss him.
And you're like...
Did you not start laughing?
Or? I was like, oh, yeah, he's hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miss him.
I don't know.
He did open the scoring in the Stanley Cup final that one time.
He did.
Can't take that away from him.
Nope.
Here's a take for you. The Stars remind me of the Hurricanes of the West.
Not even close.
No, but I mean like how everybody loves the Stars to get to the Stanley Cup final. You know how everyone loves the Hurricanes to get there in the East? That's my vibes with the Stars. Like they're getting there. They're good. They're a complete team.
You
that's what I mean.
Through. You have to get
that's
through.
That's my vibes.
Why do you think that is?
Because they're a deep team.
Because they're both really good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the Hurricanes have gagged a lot. And they can't score. But maybe they can now with Jake
But
Gensel.
They can.
They can.
They didn't have Svechnikov in the playoffs. You keep talking about like they're just
they
like this team that wins goals like 1-0 all year long.
I know.
Like you just said, they've been one of the most high-scoring teams in the NHL.
And they got Kuznetsov.
Only the Lightning and Rangers and Leafs scored more goals than the Hurricanes.
Ancient narrative. Time to dust something new off.
It's fine. I'm looking forward to that series. So how desperate and horny were the Leafs for Matthews to get his 70 last night. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, thanks, John, on the power play you did. Oh, TJ Brody, good for you.
Yeah. And it's like, let's just get him the puck. Doesn't even matter if we lose this game. Just get him the puck.
I like Sheldon Keefe talking to him, though, out there. He's like, hey, man, good. Obviously, hell of a season. 69 goals. Like, Austin Matthews.
It's too bad you didn't get that 70th, and now we're going to get swept in the first round. That's too bad. But
yeah. Yeah, they could care less about that game last night. It was wide open.
He had 12 shots.
Is that how many they finished?
Austin Matthews had 12 shots. Yeah,
it's not bad.
It was all said and done.
Matt Tompkins stood on his head.
And even hey, listen, we that's one Kucherov too, getting 100 assists. They were definitely hammering him out there too in the lineup.
To get
his 100th assist.
Yeah, he got that first
was milestone goal. Watch last night.
Yep. Yep, someone got it, someone didn't.
Like Stamkos hit the crossbar on a nice
and you know what it is, dude? Like it's unbelievable how the NHL compared to the other leagues, no such thing as like load management or getting into the playoffs. Yeah. Like you think the NFL, like Patrick Mahomes playing week, 18 because it's a meaningless game. Like look at last night's game between the Lightning.
Yeah, he's gonna
all
play
the horses are playing.
Yeah, he's gonna play because he's at 38 touchdowns. Like no,
I
gotta get to 40. Like what are you talking about?
Yeah, we don't care about that. No, but that's what I mean. Like last night, like everybody's playing. Yeah. Like Kucherov, Stamkos,
everybody
Point,
got out of it.
Hedman, they're all out there trying to score. Matthews trying to get that 70 doesn't matter.
The one real scratch in that game was Victor Hedman.
Okay,
Riley, Max Domi didn't play, but like, your point is extremely valid.
Yeah, superstars were there.
Exactly. And if the one guy you're resting is Victor Hedman, the guy plays 28 minutes a night? Like, he probably can take a night off.
Yeah. And it's like
this is another team that also has a lot of
like an errant puck hits you in the hand or like in the boot, like all of a
face,
sudden you're
like
oh
Jake
god,
McCabe.
Yeah, and like you can't play. But no, not in the NHL. They don't care about that stuff.
Yeah, or you
go out there and play,
or you get some guy who has played like 3 games a year, but he's one of the guys that gets in and he takes a run at you. Like, yeah, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, but there's also a lot of going through the motions in some of these games too. Like, some of them have actually felt like a battle. Like, that Flames-Canucks game felt like a battle during some parts of it. A lot of these, like, even that Oilers game yesterday, you look at some of the goals that were scored by the Lightning and by the Coyotes, it's loose. If you're playing that loose in the playoffs, you're not going to win your first game. But I also just think that's kind of the nature of playing Game 82, especially if you're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready for the postseason, boys. I'm very excited. Now we've got six matchups set. We'll find out the last one today. I'm fired up. I think there's going to be some good matchups, even in the West. It's going to be good, boys. It's going to be so good.
Can't wait. Cannot wait.
But first things first.
What's that?
The Flames have to wrap up their season against the San Jose Sharks tonight.
Yes, sir.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume Dustin Wolf gets a start tonight.
Only one person.
That's his patented, playing his hometown team. Do you know he grew up a Sharks fan?
I heard that.
And that, yeah, and when that. His mom was pregnant with him, he was kicking at the games. Did you hear that story?
I don't know if I heard that one.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
Hell for yeah. Sure. That's cool.
Yeah.
Back when the Sharks were like...
Yeah, the good.
Good.
Like the Joe Thornton Sharks.
This is their worst year since like the first 3 years they were
they
in
the
NHL.
The Cal Palace.
Exactly. 92, 93, 93, 94, 95, 96, and then
minus,
this year.
In their first year, I think their goal differential was minus 421 in their first year.
421?
Yeah. What?
I think it was that bad.
Their goal differential?
No.
That can't be
91,
right.
92.
You'd have to
that's
fact
not
check
right,
that.
Patrick.
That was a Sharks.
That's a
minus. No.
They were bad, man. They had 17 wins.
That's
no, yeah,
no,
but.
Okay, it wasn't that bad.
Like, what were they losing games? Like 10-0 all the time?
Right. I think the who had worst goal differential?
Patrick, I would have remembered that. I remember
minus
watching them as an expansion team.
Never mind. I'm bad.
What was it?
No, the worst goal differential ever was minus 265.
Was that the Capitals?
Yeah, the expansion Capitals.
Mm.
They won 8
to put
games.
That in perspective, what's the Sharks' goal differential this year? Guess.
Minus 111.
146.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
Next, the Blackhawks at 110.
Well, that tracks because both are horrendous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got Sharks and Flames tonight. Yeah. Keep your eye out for Fabian Zetterlund. Michael Granlund. He's had a nice little season for the Sharks.
I like watching William Eklund. Going to be a player. Fun little guy playing center, usually on their second line there.
Probably, I was impressed by that Graf kid they signed out of college.
Yeah.
Seems like he knows what he's doing. He's got some size.
I've seen the goalie that finished
he
up
was
the
one
game.
Of the top prospects coming out of the NCAA, so it was kind of a bit of a surprise at San
like
Jose.
He finishes like last couple of years top 10 in the Hobie Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's a player.
Mm-hmm.
And and smart to him, he goes, I'm going to go to San Jose because I know I have an opportunity to play.
I'm going
to
be the best player on the blue line there next year, especially if they decide to trade Ferraro.
So Flames and Sharks tonight, down at the Dome, and, what are you, milestone watch? Blake
milestone
Holman gonna
watch.
Play, needs to get his 30th, Kadri needs to get his 30th.
Just put on a bit of a show, you know.
You know what they should do tonight? They should do whatever means necessary to do an Austin Matthews with a weak dog. To get his 20th.
12 shots.
I'd love to see 12 muffins fired at the net of the San Jose Sharks tonight. To get the weak dog his 20th goal.
There's a whole bunch of things. Like, that's one that I think that they're going to be hunting. I wonder if we see Blake Coleman gutting it out looking for number 30. Kadri's still looking for his 30th as well. There's a whole bunch of guys that are going for game 82 tonight, which is also I think that's a significant milestone that we probably don't talk about a lot. I got another fun one with Rasmus Anderson I want to save for the morning report, but there's milestone watching. To be done. Apart from that, there's not a ton. Like, are we going to see Klapka again? It would be cool. You know, I like the grit that he brings to the table, even though it could probably be more, but he's a young player. And I still think that the structure of the NHL is a little bit more different for him. Like, he really thrives in the chaos that is the AHL, the lack thereof of structure, just the general kind of choppiness to it. I think he can really kind of use that sometimes. In the NHL, you can't take a shift off. You can't take a second off because all of a sudden the puck's in the back of your net, just like Pettersson kind of set up that one goal for the Canucks. So that'd be something to watch for the big man.
Sure.
But I don't have much else, you know. Just don't be terrible. That'd
I'd like
be the
to
big
see
thing.
Matt Coronato maybe snap another beauty in.
Sure. He's looked good since his call-up.
He has looked good lately, which is good. Build up that confidence.
Yeah, and then Friday, you'll probably play a really like young player-laden roster for the Wranglers against the Canucks, and then maybe go more of your game one roster on Saturday in your regular season finale, also on the road against the Canucks, and then get ready for the playoffs the weekend after.
So, yeah, there you go. Flames and Sharks tonight. Wow, 82 games already in the bank almost. Where does the time go?
I'm excited to do our takes tomorrow.
Our sensible Flames takes tomorrow.
Yes, I'm very excited for that.
We'll do that at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Well, because we did it in October. Then at the All-Star break, we revisited it. And then we were like off on a lot. And then tomorrow we're going to revisit what we did in the All-Star break to have more sensible Flames takes.
See how we did.
Have you heard them yet, GVP, or no?
No, I haven't caught them yet.
Okay, all right. But I'm sure they'll be way off again.
Well, yeah, that's kind of
But they shouldn't be, because we had a big sample size of what things were going to look like, if I can use the English language.
Mm. At the same time, these sports, it's kind of the fun part about them is you never really know what you're going to get. A little bit of a reality show every week. And this regular season has had its fair twists and turns, ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited for the playoffs. I know it's not happening for this city, but first round of the playoffs is one of my absolute favorite times of the year.
Oh, yeah.
The better half is away. She's going on a girls' trip this weekend. Saturday is going to just... Buckle in.
Back-to-back weekends?
I know.
Trips?
Wow. Yeah.
Not bad.
Nah. You're telling me.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
The first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs is the best round. It is. It's the most entertaining. There's always some sort of upset or things get really close. Mm-hmm.
It's also drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah.
8 series. Constantly on the go. 4 games a day. Please.
Let's go.
Love it.
Let's go.
Just love it.
Some of the schedule is out already. Shocker, the Leafs are playing Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
Oh, of course.
That's
the forever slot.
Stunner. Yeah.
But, again, they have to.
Yeah. It's also like...
they have to.
But the times are also dictated, I've noticed, by the American stations. It's a 6 o'clock start here. TBS.
But Sportsnet's like,
They're also bringing their A-team up there. It's the Bruins and the Leafs, That's a big series even down south, I think.
It is.
If there's one team down south that can really move the needle, it will be the Leafs.
Kenny Albert and Olchek and Boucher that they're going to send up to Toronto.
Well, they should.
And
also, you know, their best player, their best American player plays for the Leafs.
Exactly.
So, there you go.
What other series would move the needle? The Hurricanes and the Islanders are relatively small markets.
Rangers,
and they don't
Caps.
Move the needles.
Rangers, Caps.
Rangers, Capitals is a big one.
Yep.
Predators.
Out west,
with the
it
Canucks,
might be.
Jets and Avalanche. Mm.
I don't, I'm pretty sure people care about the Golden Knights. They're interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think McDavid, obviously, because of the name, will obviously get some love down there.
Sure.
So if that's a series.
Yeah.
Stars Golden Knights would be fun. Rematch of the Western Conference.
And when it comes to TV ratings and who is getting crushed on social, Bobby Ryan, when he talked about the women's college basketball and how that's outrated any Stanley Cup final. That's just, hockey's never going to, be a ratings bonanza in the United States. It just never
the
is.
The most watched game, I believe, is still in the 1970s in the U.S. The most watched ever Stanley Cup playoff game is in the 1970s.
And that's just the way it is. And, again, getting hung up on TV ratings in the United States, it really doesn't matter. The league is still making money hand over fist, but it...
Yeah. The 1971 Cup Final between the Habs and Blackhawks, Game 7, had 12.41 million viewers in the States.
Wow. Our overlords at Sportsnet would really enjoy the Leafs having a deep playoff run.
Yep.
Because that's a ton of bank in their pocket. Because once they're gone from the playoffs,
you remember last year when part of the narrative around which team gets into the playoffs was which team is going to raise HRR the most and help with the salary cap? like down the stretch, it was like, let's just make sure that the big market teams like win some of these races just so that we can get back to raising the salary cap again. That was a big narrative last year.
Yeah.
Now we can actually just get to be like the teams that we like kind of feel something for.
Vegas winning the cup last year was just the NHL's dollar signs just rolling over because they know they hit that market so good. And now, oh, they got a Stanley Cup in their first 6 years?
Yeah. Gary was loving that.
Holy. Because last year,
how long till the Kraken are in the playoffs? Like Stanley Cup final, though.
Yeah. But just how the ratings, of game five last year averaged 2.71 million viewers in the States.
Trying to jump on this expansion, trying to get everybody involved before they realize that the Kraken are not going to be a playoff team for a long time.
But again, I've said it many times, the number one television market in the United States is Buffalo for hockey.
Yes.
Oh, well.
It is. People love their hockey in Buffalo.
They'll watch whatever.
Yep. And whoever's too bad it. Their team sucks. And they got up. We didn't even talk about that yesterday.
Granato
getting canned in Buffalo.
No, I don't even think I had it in the morning report.
No, you didn't. And then it was like, and then you hear these damning things like Alex Tuch coming out saying that we had no structure. It's like, what?
Well, do you remember when Casey Mittelstadt got traded to Colorado and he was I've never done a practice like this before.
Yeah, this is a hard practice.
Yeah.
It's like, oh boy.
Yeah. I don't know. Granato was a really good junior coach.
Yeah, they liked him there.
They had good years, but there's just a certain amount of, when you take such a significant step back. Like, they took one step forward, and then last year they were so close to the playoffs, yeah. And this year was, like, two steps back. And you just can't do that.
Well, it also doesn't help that Tage Thompson was battling some injuries and didn't score, like, 50 goals like he did last year.
The dude fell off a cliff.
He did. He absolutely fell off a cliff. But that blue line is absolutely gross for the Buffalo Sabres moving forward. Probably the best young blue line in the NHL.
Need some lefties, or what was it? They have too many lefties. They got righties.
Heaps of lefties.
I would love the Flames to have that problem.
Yeah.
To look at that blue line and go, you know what? Too many lefties on this team.
All right, we can make it work.
Too many lefties on this team.
So the Kings dealt with a couple of years ago, and that's how Brock Faber ended up in Minnesota, and that's how Sean Durzi ended up in Arizona eventually. Yep. Like, both of those guys, I think you could probably throw Walker in there, who's now in Philadelphia.
Colorado.
Went to Philadelphia, then got dealt to Colorado at the trade deadline. All three of those guys, I think, kind of fit in the realm of the LA Kings kind of went through that, and you have to trade some guys, and you just hope that you make the right choice in the end. I think there would be some argument on whether they did with Brock Faber, but they also probably had to give him up to get Kevin Fiala, so then you get into all of that type of nonsense.
The old trade tree. We got lots to do. Corey Sarich going to join us at the top of the hour.
Yes.
We got to ask him, as an NHL player, how do you deal with the last game of the season when you're not going into the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your mindset driving to the rink?
Don't get hurt. Yeah. Or get that 30th goal.
Like, that's the biggest fear. Don't get hurt.
The other thing too here is, and I said it yesterday, but, bonuses, you have to be on, I think, an ELC, or you have to be on a 35 or over deal. I don't think you can get bonuses into your contract if it's just a standard contract. And you look at the Flames and you're like, no 35s, a couple ELCs here with Dustin Wolf and Soloviev, Coronado, Zeri, Klapka. I don't know if they're close to any milestones that would get them a bonus, but that would be another thing to kind of keep an eye on.
Every time I think of Soloviev, I just think of the clip of Beasley trying to say his name. It always just makes me giggle.
I had a ton of trouble with that one.
I know, but I think it's just,
assistant number 98, Ilya Soloviev.
We had so much trouble with Brustevich, too.
Same, bro.
Like, Brustevich at the start. Like, how the hell you say this thing?
Well, no, but we had Mike Farwell.
Well, that's that help.
And we got him to tell us how to say his name. Voice of the Kitchener Rangers. We had
but
him
at
on.
The trade at the time. It's trade. It's like 8 o'clock at night. Like, oh, it's mystery. I'm YouTube pronunciation. This
Have
name.
Either of you guys taken a run at the goalie the Flames signed recently?
Ignatiu.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that simple? Yeah.
Valtteri Ignatiu.
All right.
And he was in the Swedish 2 League?
Yes.
Where is he going to fit in all this?
Wranglers. Well,
Wranglers.
He's on a two-way.
Okay. I also don't know if they're going to bring back your boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
that's been banged up this
banged
year.
Up.
No. I think it just might be sun might be setting.
That's my dream.
Donsk out.
That's my dream this season, that Oscar Donsk could play one game for the Calgary Flames. We always can't get what we want in life.
No, you can't.
No. Corey Sarge really going to join us at 7 o'clock. Ben Ennis, host of the morning show over on Sportsnet 590 Van. Talk about the Jays. And touch on this Leafs-Bruins series coming up. And then we'll talk to Jason Buchla, our man Jason Buchla, coming up at 8 o'clock. Look at some of the playoff matchups. And
he's headed to Finland for the U18 World Championships, which start in, I think, 10 days or so, May the 5th. So he'll be over there doing a little bit of last scouting. And the NHL Central Scouting final rankings came out. So I got a couple questions related to that as well.
I also have a question for him. What does playing in the World Championships mean for draft stock? Because Juraj Slafkovský doing so well at the Worlds made him the number one pick by the Habs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much stock do they take at the Worlds? Because much different than the World Juniors, because you're playing against your peers.
Well, yeah. He's going to the U18 World Championship.
I know, but I'm like, but this is because now
like
we're hearing...
Like, Celebrini's being talked about to be on Team
Canada. Yeah,
that's
right, to play on Team Canada.
It's a much smaller pool,
sure,
but I understand where you're going. It's kind of just like, I feel like it's like extra hockey for guys that maybe don't go to the Memorial Cup or don't have like a really long push late. It's like, hey, let's get this guy some more hockey. Let's get a little bit more eyeballs on him. Make sure we can keep his name kind of in the news, in the cycle a little bit here, and let's get him on the World Championship roster. I think that there's always a couple of spots that some teams like to leave open for some of those young guys to kind of give them a little bit of a shot to don the maple leaf a little bit earlier than they would otherwise get opportunities.
We also have some a pair of tickets to give away to the Roughnecks game.
Yes, sir.
Saturday against Panther City.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick said something super interesting that's going to morph into our text topic today.
It's one of those days where we probably could have had like three or four different topics. We actually...
Yeah.
We brainstormed multiple, and we had to pick one.
Yeah.
Not always the case.
And we even have some audio attached to it, although
that's
the clip is less than 2
ones.
Seconds. All right. We got lots to do. The Rose Report is next. Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. It's The Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by mortgages2go.ca. Always, and I mean always, the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit mortgages2go.ca. Top of the hour, former National Hockey Leaguer, Stanley Cup champion, Flames analyst for Sportsnet, Mr. Corey Sarge will join us. And at 7:30, we'll talk some Jays with Ben Ennis from the Fan Morning Show over in Toronto. But right now, Matty Rose's turn to shine as the tears were flowing last night at the Mullet. As the Coyotes.
I thought you were going to say my tears were flowing somewhere. I don't know where you're going with that.
You're all emotional.
Yeah, it was really sad.
The Coyotes.
I was all torn up.
You were wiping away the tears in your Kachina jersey last night.
Yeah. Hey, I do. Mom, I'm going to miss the Kachina jerseys. Damn.
No, you know, Salt Lake should wear them like Carolina does to throw it in the face of people in Hartford.
So they were chanting Salt Lake sucks in the building there in the final minutes.
Were they?
Yeah, they were.
That franchise is just cursed since it's been to the NHL. It's cursed.
That you know what?
Yeah,
that might be true.
It's cursed.
Why is
what
it
have
cursed?
They ever won? Nothing.
2012 trip to the Western Conference Final.
Like the Jets never won. Oh, they won the Avco Cup.
Well, they dominated the WHA. They'd still be good if they didn't lose Gretzky in a game of backgammon.
Yeah, well.
Too bad.
Yep.
The way
and all their WHA players had to get dispersal drafted.
Yep. They also had the Golden Jet.
Yeah, they did. First million-dollar player.
Wow. I thought Derek Sanderson was the first million-dollar player.
It's $1 million per year with Bobby Hull.
Yeah.
But in the NHL, maybe.
I think it was the first million-dollar hockey contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$1 million. Not bad. Still good bank today.
Oh, yeah. I take it.
Let's do the Rose Report.
Would you?
It's brought to you by, we work in radio. We barely live. We barely survive here. And we're clinging on.
What'd you have for dinner? Soup?
Ramen? Oh, ramen again?
Ramen again? Oh,
damn it.
Crap.
Ramen again? And our overlords
you're
having steak for the seventh
steak.
Night in a row.
You know what?
Leafs
this.
Go deep. None of that trickles down.
Yeah, no. Awesome.
Yummy, yummy.
Yeah, you know, we get to that zero.
Zit.
Hey, great. The Leafs are in the Eastern Conference final. Oh. Yeah, they're making money hand over fist. You guys get zero.
Yeah, nope.
A swift pat on the bottom.
Hey, can you just cover them a
great
little
work out there, boys.
Hey, can I just get a raise that covers inflation? No.
You kidding me? Gas prices?
No. Hey, listen, the carbon tax is a great idea. Okay, let's get to the Rose Report. It's brought to you by Motorworks. If you own a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. Tax on a tax. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's get to the...
Have you seen our stock price? It's awesome.
We are the political fulcrum.
Yeah, something like that.
We are.
We got to get out of here.
Let's get to the Rose Report. If you own a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. They'll gladly match and then beat any competitor's price by 10% on 51st Avenue, 3rd Street Southeast.
Marty Rose.
Matt Rose.
Matt Rose.
Adam Rose.
Rose and Blue.
Matty Rose.
Matty Rose.
Oh, friends, good morning. As you heard in the intro track, one more time for the Calgary Flames as tonight they welcome the San Jose Sharks for their final game of the regular season. We had four games yesterday. We have five more apart from the Flames tonight. We'll give you all the details there. Plus, the Jays botching their chance at a sweep. Now they got a day off, NBA play-in, golf, and a couple local notes, too.
We got lots of stuff.
Damn straight, Coach. Start with Calgary Flames. Fan appreciation night at Scotiabank Saddledome as they wrap up the 23-24 season with a home game against the NHL's worst San Jose Sharks. And they're having one of the worst seasons they've ever had in their franchise's history. In fact, they're going to have their worst finish since the 92-93, the 91-92, and the 95-96 seasons when, you know, they were just a fledgling little organization and were winning games in the teens, essentially. Some individual things to keep an eye on for the Calgary Flames tonight. Nazem Kadri going to play in his 82nd game for the second straight season and third time in his career. He can also score his 30th goal for the third time in his career. And he can finish with an even plus-minus if he ends up plus one. And he's already at 75 points, which is second most for him in a season. He had 87 in the 21-22 season with Colorado. Sharon Govich can set the record for most points by a Belarusian?
Russian.
He already did that.
Or he can keep growing on total.
Yeah.
It's at 59 right now, but obviously for the next generation that he's going to inspire, he wants that total to keep going as high as it possibly can. And he's going to play 82 for the first time in his career.
And that's a really nice little thing to hang his hat on.
Of course.
And especially for a guy in Sharon Govich, he even played on the... Remember when he played on the fourth line at the beginning of the season and he looked awful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember that? Like, where is he going to fit?
Yeah.
What is this?
And they even had him at center on the fourth line. You're like, ugh, what are we, this is gross.
What are we doing with this guy?
And like, and again, what did they say? He didn't look comfortable. He didn't look settled. And then all of a sudden, bingo bango, has a really nice season for the Calgary Flames.
How about Blake Coleman?
The Texas Tiger.
Yes, sir. 29 goals on the season. One back of his first 30-goal season. He has missed the last four games with an upper body injury, so we'll see if he can get into the lineup. Mackenzie Weegar.
He's a great cuddler.
Yeah, looking to play in his 82nd for the first time in his career. Also 19 goals, one short of his 20th. He would be the sixth Flame to do it, joining Al MacInnis, Ryan Suter, Mark Giordano, Dion Phaneuf, and Paul Reinhart. Pretty good company. Michael Backlund.
Spider in the web.
Yeah, the spider in the web. Going to be playing in his 82nd game for the third straight season. Also in search of his 40th point. Andrew Mangiapane also looking for his 40th point.
Wow, that's a heavy buzz.
Yeah, heavy buzz. Goal total went down this year, but alas. Rasmus Anderson is also looking for his 10th goal in back-to-back years. This is going to, it would be his 200th career point as well. Also, how about this? Rasmus Anderson leads the NHL in shifts per game.
Really?
He has 30.9 shifts in a game. That's his average. It is more than Sanheim. Third place, Mackenzie Weegar. Fourth place, Noah Hanifin. They're actually tied with 30.5. And then Morgan Riley at 29.8 shifts per game.
I wonder what that was prior to the trades. I know it was still up there. He was still playing a ton of minutes.
Well, especially with Hanifin being there too, right? Like, kind of fits in there as well. They really leaned on that top four, you know, with Chillington missing the first half-ish of the season and not really knowing what you had on the back end, kind of a little bit lower down there. So it was a little surprising that he was the highest.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised that it's a high number.
Yeah. I don't know if you're getting to it, but stick tap for Andrew Mangiapane to be the King Clancy Award nominee.
Candace Gowdy, who is the director of the Flames Foundation, talked about Mangiapane yesterday.
The frequency in which they visit, in which he visits, is certainly part of it. And you move from that, like, oh my goodness, Andrew Mangiapane is here, to, hey, that's my friend and coach, Andrew Mangiapane.
And that's her talking about him with his new program, the Mange's Breadsticks, which helps bring hockey to youth in Calgary, and especially in communities that maybe wouldn't have access to it. It's the first time he's been nominated. Michael Backlund won it last year. The Flames organization has actually won it four times, which leads the NHL. And a couple of Calgary-born blue liners representing other teams in Cale Makar of the Avalanche and Josh Morrissey of the Jets.
Hell yeah.
A little Calgary content in the King Clancy race.
How many years does Morrissey have left on his deal so he can sign here too?
You get away.
Just every Calgary. Braden Point, what's that contract up?
Hey, listen, now you got a team.
Now you got a team.
Now we're talking.
That goalie that just won the Frozen Four for Denver, he's from Calgary.
Yeah, bring up Aiden Hill, Logan Thompson. Listen, that's always the funniest thing when you get to draft time and everyone's like, you got to get the Calgary kid.
I have my sights set on Cale Makar to sign in the Flames.
Okay.
But now how many years left
Morrissey
is Josh Morrissey?
Will be a UFA in the year, summer of 28. So the year after Makar.
Oh, look, we got a shiny new arena here you can play in, Josh.
We're going to have all these young prospects.
We interviewed him last summer.
Macklin Celebrini is going to be like fourth, fifth year with the Flames by that point. Yeah. He's going to be a stud. It's going to be great.
Listen, I'm telling you. Cale Makar, I'm telling you. And you know why I would love
okay,
that?
Okay, here we go.
Okay, anyway, okay.
No, one more time. We save it for the summer? Whiteboard
yeah,
it?
That's fine. Yeah, whiteboard it. Cale Makar takes for the summer. Okay.
Four games yesterday. The Oilers and Coyotes were playing the final game for the Coyotes in Arizona, at least for now.
I'll be back.
Before they drive a car right through it. It looked okay. It wasn't as, you know, maybe branded as it had been announced. But the game itself was not bad. The Coyotes had an early 1-0 lead. We were texting back and forth about one of our favorite moments on the TV broadcast after the Coyotes had opened up a 1-0 lead.
Quick shot, score! That will be the equalizer. It's 1-1. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins with .700 on his 19th of the year, and we are tied at one.
Boy, did he ever get this off in a flash, and it's amazing how he was able to take that hard of a shot.
Silence.
In the traffic. But it was called a goal here. It was motion to goal immediately. But the play will be under review here, but look at this. I mean,
that's
I think you can see the water bottle. You can see the water bottle jolt a little bit in the back bar. Nice little drop pass by Dreisaitl. This is the combination they put together last game, reuniting Nugent Hopkins with Dreisaitl. Talked to him this morning, said, listen, whether I'm playing with Connor or I'm playing with Leon.
After review, that puck did not cross the goal line.
What were they watching?
I have no idea what the heck they were watching.
What feed were they watching?
The shot was a bullet.
Okay, but he just said it hit the back bar and hit the water bottle.
You hear a ping.
Okay, no, yeah, fine.
But the back bar's covered. You wouldn't hear a ping if it hits the back bar.
Okay, no, but okay, that's fine. Yeah. But I'm just saying they literally said, oh, no, there, it hit the back bar. You could see it. No.
I think they're just making it up as they go.
Did somebody accidentally splice in an old photo, like an old clip of a buck hitting the back bar and hitting the water bottle?
It
even says hit the water bottle.
And, like, of all the arenas, you're pretty close.
You're very close.
Oh, no, but listen, it's when you're at the games and you're up in the
I love me some Jack Michaels. As much as I despise the Oilers organization, there are some media members I really do enjoy, and he's one of them.
Yeah, he's really good at his job. But also, it's from sitting at specific angles, especially where they sit and we've sat, sometimes it looks in from that vantage
point.
And
it was a laser.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. It is the end. Like, they shoot the puck really hard. If it was a Uyghur shot, we would know right away.
It wouldn't have made a noise.
Unnecessary.
TJ Brody shot that.
There you go.
We would have known right away.
Thank you. Anyways, the Coyotes won 5-2, scored a couple of pretty rush goals. Oilers still don't know who they'll face. It'll be the Knights or the Kings. It'll be decided tonight. We'll get to that in a bit. Leafs and Lightning, Austin Matthews, and pretty much all the Leafs did in fact play in this final tune-up before the playoffs. Matthews was looking for 70 goals. Kucherov was looking for 100 assists. First he scored, and then...
Center point Radish. Right circle Kucherov in front point. Score! There it is! 100 assists! Nikita Kucherov!
I gotta clap for that, man.
Yeah, you do.
There it is.
Fifth player in NHL history with 100 assists in a single season. He's got a big smile on his face, as he should.
Gosh, I love that pair.
I got to clap for that, man.
Nikita Kucherov becomes
82.
He does a great job. He adds great color to the broadcast, and that's all that you could ask for.
Fifth
player in NHL history to record 100 assists in a season. Gretzky did it 11 times.
11 times.
It's 11. This is 11. Cool.
Mario did it once. Bobby Orr did it once. McDavid has done it this year for the first time. What else do I have on the 100th assist? Second player to do it this season joins McDavid. Only other season to have two guys do it was 88-89 when Mario and Gretzky both did it.
Mm-hmm.
Kucherov's 40th power play assist was his 100th helper of the season, his second consecutive campaign to hit the mark with the man advantage. He's only one of 10 players since 93-94 with multiple seasons of 40 or more power play assists, a list led by Wayne Gretzky with 7. 80 out of his 100 assists, 62 of them were primaries.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
38 were secondaries. 40 were on the power play. 33 were on Braden Point goals. And he had 26 multiple assist games in a season, which is tied with Connor McDavid. 14 different goal scorers he assisted on.
Who is the last, and right away, the guy I think of right away who always looked like he wasn't trying and yet he couldn't get stopped is Mario Lemieux, because of how giant he was, and he would just coast and then score like 5 points. Like, what happened? How did he do that? Can you think of a superstar who looks like he's trying less than Nikita Kucherov when he scores all those points? Because, there's times where, like, even when we saw him here in Calgary,
I'm trying to think of Russian guys.
He takes a period off, and then all of a sudden, like he got, like, 2 points. Like, how did that happen?
Was Kovalchuk like that?
Yeah, but he would float, but he would be Kovalev? Explosive. Oh, no, but Kovalev was never at the level Kucherov.
No, I get that. Yeah, that's fair.
I'm saying superstar.
Superstar.
Right?
What
about
explosive?
Yeah.
St. Louis Blues, Gloria Hull?
Brett Hull.
Maybe.
Didn't watch enough Hull in his prime.
That's
days.
The thing. I didn't watch enough. So I'm more asking, just knowing his personality is kind of what I'm trying
to
marry
like,
to.
Like he's just coasting out there. All of a sudden he's got 3 points. You're like, how? Where did this. Like, when McDavid's out there, he's flying around.
You can tell.
McKinnon is, like, bursting through guys.
You can hear him chopping the ice.
Yeah. And Kucherov's like, and then scores.
He's got, like, 50 points more than anybody on his team.
Talent.
Yeah.
Bolts win this 6-4. Leafs scored some in garbage time, but none of them by Matthews. He's stuck at 69. Worst places you could be. 5 Bolts had multi-point outings, left old Marty Jones out to dry. Elsewhere, the Dallas Stars had a chance to clinch the top spot in the West and needed 1 point against the St. Louis Blues. They were trailing, but...
Dodonoff up the boards, Liddell. Blues continue to lead 1-0. Shot by Hartley deflected and did not make the through to Bennington. Back out it comes. Blues puck in front, score! Marchment! The Stars tie the game at 1.
That would send it to overtime. They would win in a shootout. They lock up the first place spot in the Western Conference. They just don't know if they're going to play the Knights or the Kings in the first round. Finally, Penguins and Islanders. This one did not really matter. The Islanders rested Barzal and Lee, and Dobson missed a third straight game. The Islanders would win 5-4 as they head into the postseason.
Last game for Jeff Carter.
It was
his retirement.
Got a text. Oh. Oil 29 lazy.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's a good one. But I also don't think he's as good as Kucherov.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Tonight, right, final day of the regular season. 6 games on the slate. Really, the only thing to be determined is the bottom of the Pacific. The Jets will host the Avalanche. The Canucks will host the Predators in round 1. But the Stars and Oilers opponent to be decided. Most likely, Stars will host the Kings and the Oilers will host the Knights. The only way this does not happen is if the Golden Knights lose to the Ducks and the Kings defeat the Blackhawks. Those games go at 8:00 and 8:30 tonight. Other action, Wild and Kraken at 5, Canucks and Jets at 6, Oilers Avalanche at 7:30, and good luck in your fantasy hockey finals if they're still going on. And congratulations to all the champions out there.
Like us?
Like us.
I gotta give my stick tap to my man Matty Rose here. So I've been in this league that I'm reluctantly in because I don't really like fantasy hockey that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I only are in it because my nephew's in it. And then I go to Matty Rose and go, hey, why don't you co-own the team? I'm just going to pay for it and you run it. I'm going to kick myself upstairs to be the president of the team. And you be the day-to-day general manager.
It worked.
Boom. We had the best regular season record.
20-3.
20-3, and then we just won the championship
last
night.
Only one layout, like your first round matchup was the only hiccup?
Never in doubt, baby. Yeah, Mackenzie Wiegers saved our season.
He did.
With a goal on the Sunday of the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
In a garbage time.
Damn.
So shout out to the Mac Dog. We're going to have to give him some props for that at the golf tournament.
Damn right.
Also, game ones for the Eastern Conference matchups got announced. Leafs and Bruins Saturday night at 6. They'll be after the Islanders and the Hurricanes get their series going at 3 on Saturday. Sunday, Lightning and Panthers at 10:30 a.m. And then the Capitals and Rangers will go at 1 o'clock. So clear your weekend. Let's get to the Jays. Let's get to the Yankees. Series finale yesterday. Jays looking to sweep the division leading Yankees. Kevin Gausman on the mound, a little bit of trouble in the first, but got out of it unscathed. Then he started to cruise, helped a little bit of run support from old Dalty Varsho. How about this dinger from the backup catcher?
Varsho, the second left-handed hitter to hit today for the Blue Jays. Biggio retired to start this inning. The 1-2. Swinging a high drive, deep right field. Soto at the track, at the wall. That ball's gone! Dalton Varsho takes Marcus Stroman into the right field bullpen, and the Blue Jays strike first. Third homer of the year for Varsho. 2-0 Toronto.
He's been killing it.
He's
seven
been good
games,
lately.
Last seven
I know
games,
he has.
Man. 333, 391
first
on base.
First of two home runs in the game. Kevin Gausman was very good. He did give up one run to Juan Soto. It'll happen to you. He left after five innings, allowed four hits, one earned run, three walks, and six strikeouts. And John Schneider liked what he saw.
We're seeing Kevin Gausman now where he should be. Like, this is almost the end of a spring training for him, and he's back there.
Yeah, I thought Kev was good. I thought his mix was better today. Stuff was there. He made huge pitches, you know, towards the end of his outing against the middle of the order there. Yeah, I think so. I mean, 100 pitches today or 101, whatever it was. I mean, yeah, I think training wheels are off for Kev. They kind of were before today, but yeah, I think that you're kind of seeing him round into form a little bit.
The biggest thing was the velo was up.
Mm-hmm.
It was up to 97. That's the key. Like, great, but like he can throw that velocity again, and I think he'll be fine.
The Jays would get out to a 4-1 lead. Yenesis Cabrera gave up a solo shot to Juan Soto to make it 4-2. Got to the ninth inning. Tim Mazik came in. Well, Eric Swanson came in. He got into trouble, and then Mazik came in. This did not end well.
Mazik's 1-0. Line drive off the glove of IKF down in right center. Torres in to score, and Verdugo gets a late stop sign and pulls up. We are tied. Tim Mazik looking in. Comes set. Runners off. The 3-2. Hard hit ground ball. Fair ball into the left field corner. Bangs off the retaining wall. One run in. Second run in to score, Trevino. It's a two-run single for Aaron Judge.
That would pretty much be it. 6-4 the final.
I have no idea.
John Schneider got tossed from this as well for arguing balls and strikes, as the strike zone was a mess late in the game.
There's no reason Mazik was in to face. They should have pulled Mazik facing Aaron Judge. You can't have the lefty against the power bat right-hander there, especially when he's struggling. And I know Aaron Judge has been struggling in the series. But it's Aaron Judge.
He had been rung up three times a day.
Yeah.
The bullpen was pretty taxed for the first two. They didn't have Chad Green available.
They didn't want
to
use.
Didn't want to use Bowden Francis because he's possibly going to have to go Friday with Uriel getting the start.
They didn't want to use Jordan Romano.
You can tell me about taxed bullpens, but they had the day off today.
Yeah, that's fair. I get that, but I guess you don't want
to. You got to jump on a 5-hour bird to San Diego. That's a bad loss,
Chad
man.
Chad Green was having some shoulder stiffness or soreness,
like,
or whatever.
You can't have Mazik facing Aaron Judge.
It's just the only reason we're really, because they were that close to a sweep of these damn Yankees.
Yeah.
Three-game set in San Diego starts Friday, then a four-gamer in Kansas City. Good time to go to Kansas City,
hell
mid-April.
Yeah. They're good.
Both teams,
as human as a mother.
Both teams second in their respective divisions. Padres are 11-10. The Royals are a surprising 12-7.
Probably the most surprising team in the league this year.
Eastern Conference play-in games for the NBA yesterday started with the Sixers and the Heat. Winner gets to play the Knicks. The loser has to play again Friday in the second play-in game. This one down to the wire.
They just got an inbound. They go inside, and they drop it, but the buzzer goes off. The Sixers win. They hang on. Miami makes it 3. The ball is inbounded by Kyle Lowry to Joel. Maxey there is 2. The ball went off the fingertips and out of bounds, but the buzzer sounded. The game is over.
Sixers win. They move on. They will be the 7th seed. means the Heat have to play again on Friday. But who are they going to play? The Hawks and the Bulls. Winner plays on Friday. Loser goes home.
And the Chicago Bulls stay alive. Not a career night from Kobe White. 131-116 the final.
I don't know who that is.
Kobe White?
Nope. Yeah.
One of them up-and-coming guys. He's really good.
Yeah, from the Lonzo Ball draft.
Yeah.
So the Friday lineup will be Bulls and Heat at 5 o'clock. The winner gets the Celtics. The Heat worried about an MCL injury for Jimmy Butler as well. The other game is the Kings and Pelicans at 7:30. Winner gets the Thunder in round one and no Zion for the Cans.
Yeah, of course he's hurt. That's bad.
RBC Heritage at Harbor, Lynx down in Hilton Head in South Carolina gets underway. Not the Canadian stop, but one of the signature events on tour. Matt Fitzpatrick won last year. Got a bunch of Canadians. Svensson, Mac Hughes. Corey Connors is the betting favorite for Canadians at plus 5,000. Adam Hadwin and Nick Taylor also in the field. Scotty Scheffler is the easy favorite. He's plus 400 to win the whole damn thing. Next is Xander Schauffele at plus 1,200. I don't even know where the value
Scheffler's
is. Scotty
playing in this tournament?
Yeah, I know.
I thought his wife was due any minute.
I don't know what's going on. Like,
are you sure?
I looked at the odds yesterday. It said Scotty Scheffler plus 400. Lose like the last thing I checked before I went to bed. And the ladies are at the Chevron Championship at the club at Carlton Woods in Texas. Brooke Henderson and Savannah Gruel make up the Canadian contingent down in Texas trying to win the whole darn thing. AJHL, huge congrats to the Calgary Canucks. Gavin Garland scored midway through the third period to break a 2-2 tie. The Canucks win 3-2. They sweep the top-seeded White Court Wolverines. Ty Hipkin won the AJHL playoff MVP. 10th title, first since 98-99. Huge congrats to Brad Moran and their crew. On to the Centennial Cup in May. And was I right?
Yeah, he is playing.
Ha! Meredith. Is this even real? Like, is Meredith even real?
No, but it's like, oh, he's going to leave the Masters. If she's,
but
like
I think the thing was, like, she wasn't, like, due the Masters weekend. She was due in a couple weeks, and you got to be wary of these things happening because it's not a science, George. Okay. You don't just get to pick and choose your time.
All right.
I'd assume.
And good night and good luck to you, sir.
Terrific stuff, Matty. The Rose Report is brought to you by Motorworks. If you own a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. They'll gladly match and then beat any competitor's price by 10% on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast. Straight ahead, Corey Sarich, Flames analyst on Sportsnet, Stanley Cup champion. We'll talk to him next. Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.